Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Biden is inviting some Republican senators to the White House later today to discuss a next round of pandemic relief. Biden's invitation came in response to a letter from 10 Senate Republicans offering a compromise for the next coronavirus package. It's a $600 billion package, and NPR's Dave Mistich reports a Republican lawmaker say they're aiming for a more targeted approach.
The proposal from the 10 Republicans is much smaller than the $1.9 trillion plan put forth by the Biden administration. However, the senators say they've maintained $160 billion for vaccine distribution, testing and tracing, and PPE. The letter makes no mention of state and local aid, one element that's been a sticking point in previous relief packages. The White House has signaled a willingness to compromise on some parts of the plan.
A Republican group of senators meeting with President Biden today, even as Democrats are expected to move forward on coronavirus relief without GOP support. The U.S. is now administering about 1.3 million COVID-19 vaccine shots a day. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on the accelerating pace of vaccinations.
According to the CDC, about 30 million doses have been administered, and many cities and states are expanding capacity, from hospitals and pharmacies to mobile clinics and megasites. Many now say they're waiting for more supply. Meanwhile, given the more contagious variants that have emerged, Angela Rasmussen, who's a virologist at Georgetown University, says it's important for people to stay vigilant.
Viruses cannot evolve if they don't have the opportunity to replicate.
So if people stay masked and socially distanced, she says it's possible to slow the spread and reduce the likelihood of additional variants. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump has named two lawyers to lead his impeachment defense after his prior team fell apart over the weekend. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports on the announcement roughly a week before Trump's Senate trial is set to begin.
In a statement Sunday night, Trump's office named David Schoen and Bruce Castor Jr. to Trump's defense team. The announcement comes a day after at least two other lawyers left Trump's legal team. Trump has until Tuesday to respond to the article of impeachment passed by the House, which charges him with incitement of insurrection on January 6th, when a violent mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol. House impeachment managers have the same deadline to file their own pretrial brief. The trial is set to begin on February 9th. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
Stock futures pointing to a positive start to the trading week. U.S. futures are up ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, and the silver market is rallying, the latest target of online day traders who last week drove up shares in GameStop and other stocks that hedge funds had bet against. You're listening to NPR News. There could be more protests in Russia tomorrow. Supporters of the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny are calling for more demonstrations outside the courthouse in Moscow, where Navalny has a court hearing. Over the weekend, demonstrators turned out in cities across Russia calling for Navalny's release. Activists say more than 5,000 people were arrested, including Navalny's wife, Yulia. Chicago public schools have canceled plans to resume in-person learning today, but the school district is moving closer to a major showdown with teachers and staff. Sarah Karp of member station WBEZ reports.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she hoped that the school district and the teachers union could come to an agreement and that by Tuesday, in-person learning could start. But she also issued an ultimatum.
Let me say again, we expect all of our teachers and those who do not report to work, and I hate to even go there, but we're going to have to take action.
Yet Chicago teacher union members say they won't go back to work until a deal is reached. And if they are blocked from their remote classes, they could strike. The two sides have yet to reach an agreement on how many staff should be allowed to work from home, the timeline for reopening, and the health metrics used to determine opening and closing. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp in Chicago.
A storm that socked Chicago and the upper Midwest with heavy snow has transitioned into a nor'easter, and that's making its way up the East Coast today. Snowfall is picking up in the Northeast, where more than a foot could accumulate in many places. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.